The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Abacus Plumbing. Finally, professionals you can count on.
I'm a hard-working man, working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. It's time for the sport of home improvement.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Welcome to Home Show Radio. Save money, save time. With Houston's home improvement leader for 35 years, here's Tom Tynan. This is an encore presentation of Home Show Radio. Phone lines are not open.
And we continue on with the third and final hour of Home Show Radio. And we'll talk about home improvements. Let's talk to Butch. Butch, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
I'm fine.
I got a question about the VA and how they inspect houses. You know anything about that?
The VA?
Yes, sir. When you get a VA home loan, you know the inspectors come out and check the house and all that.
Yeah. They're just going to look at it and make sure it meets their standards. That's not, you know, something that they don't want to loan money on. It's pretty standard.
Okay, I got passed over one house I really wanted because it didn't have central air and heating. Okay.
Right.
Now I'm looking at this house that has some land on it that I really want, and it was built in 1953 in excellent shape, but it don't have central air and heating. What is the VA's thing on this central air and heating? I don't understand that.
I don't know. That one I can't answer. They used to have a rule where they had to have gutters all the way around. That didn't make sense to me either, but you're just going to, if you can probably ask them for their set of rules, and you're just going to have to follow that if you're going to get a loan through them. Most people don't do those loans anymore. They, you know, you can get a conventional loan probably at just as good, if not better, rate. But that's up to you to do shopping.
Yeah, conventional, they want a lot of money down and all that. The VA, you know, for veterans is zero.
That's true. That's true.
I was kind of looking at that. I'm not a rich man, but.
Understand. But the only thing that you can do is ask them for a list of the rules, and you're just going to have to follow their rules. They're not going to change rules for you.
I know that. I just thought maybe you knew something about it. It was shot.
No, I do know that they have a set of rules they have to follow. And a lot of mortgage companies do also, you know, if the roof is bad, they won't finance a house with a bad roof, things like that. So I don't understand why it has to have central air and heat, but if that's their rule, that's their rule. I think it's a dumb rule.
Really? It really is stupid.
Well, yeah, because you can get window units. I grew up with window units. Yeah, of course it has to have something.
Heating and air conditioning.
Right. And I grew up with those in the house in Florida. It was perfectly fine. I was cool and comfortable and warm and comfortable, and we needed the heat. We didn't really need the heat much, but I don't understand where that rule comes from. But
amazing.
Yeah.
Well, you done better than I did growing up. We grew up with a fan.
I've been there, done that, too.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your help, and I appreciate you answering my phone call, man. I listen to you.
I appreciate it, and let me tell you, in Miami, I lived there 5 years with no air conditioning at all. Talk about sweating in the bed. Yes, it was not any fun, that's for sure. Sweat, 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 sweat. All right, let's see here. Aquatex is a company you call when you want to soften your water. There's not a place in Texas that doesn't have hard water. And having good quality water. I'm coming back to Houston on Tuesday, right? I'm going to spend the weekend. It's my drill weekend, and you know, we're the Texas State Guard, so I thought I'd take a little vacation time and spend about a week back in Houston, and I can't wait to take, like, 44 showers. You know why? Because I have the Kinetico water softening system at my home in Houston, and quite frankly, it feels good when I take a shower. I'm going to have to buy an extra bag of salt just to keep that salt water soft the whole time I'm there. I'm telling you, I'm going to take 47 showers. I'm going to count them. I'm going to put one of those checkoff box lists on the wall in my bathroom. Just keep checking it off as I go. I miss it. You get spoiled with a water softener. You'll find out. As well as I miss my water filter, my K5 drinking water station, because I'm down here in Brownsville right now. I'm doing some work I agreed to do for a college down here. It'll be done eventually, and I'll you know, get back to Houston full time. So I don't mind going back and forth. That's not an issue with me. I like a little variety in my life. But as far as that goes, I miss my water filter system too. Because now I'm having to buy all these bottled waters. Right now I'm drinking smart water while I do the show today. But there's a lot of bottles I'm hauling around. You know, in the long run, with a K5 drinking water station, which I can't get down here, you will save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars over the life of you buying bottles of water when you can just go ahead and drink the water that comes out of the K5 drinking water station. Even though it's tap water that goes through it, it takes everything out. That's what it does. Aquatex, give them a call at 281-331-7777. Take charge of your water. Let me tell you how good their systems are. I talked to somebody down here the other day. I said, you know, I have in Houston, you know, just talking friends, I have an Aquatex water softening system. They said, oh my goodness, I used to have one of those when I lived there, talking about a different city, but you can't get them down here. He goes, man, that is the cream of the crop. That's the best of the best. I've had water softeners. I have one now. It's not even close to the Aquatex Kinetico line of systems. I said, yeah, you know, it took me a lot of years to discover it too, and I'm not going back. I'm keeping mine. I'll take it with me if I have to move. I'm putting the back of the Bronco, and off we go. That's Aquatex, 281-331-7777.
Why gamble on your home improvement projects? Play it smart. Go with the experts Tom trusts. Select professionals who've qualified to be a certified home show pro.
Texas Floors, the come-to-you floor store. Service and savings you can stand upon. Door Clearance Center. Any door, any size. If it hangs on a hinge, you'll find it for less at the Door Clearance Center. Gulf Coast Windows. For energy saving, security, and quality replacement windows.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's talk to Carrie. Carrie, you're on Home Show Radio.
Tom, can you hear me?
Barely.
Okay, the question I have is regarding radiant barriers. We put
I can
one
hear
in,
you. Yes.
Okay, we put in a radiant barrier like 25, 30 years ago on the roof, painted underneath. Basically, the radiant paint. Does that need to be renewed at any interval, or is it still good?
No, it should still be fine. It's just okay. all that paint was little flakes of metal. As long as you can see the paint on there, it's still got the little flakes of metal. It didn't go anywhere. It didn't change its DNA or anything. It's fine.
I wanted to make sure that no maintenance was required of it, as long as it just stays on the bottom of the roof.
Actually, with the paint products, they need less, if any, maintenance at all. Most of them don't. In fact, none of them should if they're put in right. So, no, not at all. You have nothing to do but enjoy the fruits.
Very good, sir. Thank you. It did save me about 30% when I calculated when I first put it in. So, thanks.
That's awesome. I'm glad for that, you, Carrie. And it does work. I have it in my own home. It works big time. And with the prices of energy and... it's really 30% on my bill today would be 30 about $45 a month, maybe something like that in the summertime. In the wintertime, when it doesn't do that much, it does a little bit on hotter days, maybe $18. So it's not like the old days we were paying, at least I'm not paying, thousands of dollars a month in electric bills. My electric bill last month was, it wasn't too bad. It's like $160 or something, and most of it, it's fees. I pay less for electricity and more for fees now. That tends to be the trend, and my water bill and electric bill are almost identical. In the wintertime, my electric bill is less than my water bill because the water prices have gone up so much, at least in where I get mine. So that can be a little bit of a problem, too. All right, let's talk to Bill. Bill, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom. I'm... about to get a roof replacement, and I wanted as much many soffit vents as possible. You know, I have some. I'm not sure if I have enough, and I'm not sure if they may be clogged up. And the roof is it's not very steep, so I mean, from the attic, it would be hard to get to them over there. I was wondering if there's someone you could recommend that would maybe clean out those soffit vents or add more soffit vents.
Well, how do you know that they're clogged up?
I don't. I had
a
roof guy come out and look at it, and he said that they might be.
Well, might doesn't mean anything. Might mean I might be 6'8", but I'm not. No, I wouldn't worry about any of it as far as cleaning them out. No, if you're really concerned, you could have just take a leaf blower and blow into them and blow the insulation off of them. I mean, it would be very simple. It wouldn't take a guy to come out and you spend a whole bunch of money to do that. You can have your yard guy just blow it with his leaf blower. As far as finding out if they're unblocked, you can just stick your head up in the attic or have somebody do it if you don't want to do it. And just have the lights off and see if they see light. If they see light, it's fine. You do it during the day, of course. Yes.
Like I said, the roof is pretty flat, and over there to the edge, I don't know if you'd be able to.
Well, you'll see a little glow, even if you just stick your, even if you only have a couple of, you think you have a couple of feet at the peak?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you just stick your head up there as high as you can, you don't even have to get in the attic during the day and make sure all the lights are off in the attic, you'll see a little glow around the edge. You'll see light. Light doesn't take much for the light to come through the soffit vents, and it'll tell you. If you see light, it's not clogged. And if you're concerned about it, all you have to do is take a leaf blower and blow some air from underneath the eaves into the soffit vents. It'll blow the insulation off if some crawled on top. It's not a big deal where you have to go in there and perform surgery. It's pretty simple.
And what if I wanted to add some more soffit vents to you?
If you're going to add them, you're going to paint too? You're going to do the whole job? What do you plan on doing if you're going to add soffit vents? You're going to just add some grills? What kind of soffit vents are you looking at? And are you going to paint the soffit to have it all match and be nice and clean? Or are you just going to put some vents there? Because usually it's more than one job. I was going to say call Rudy's Quality Painting. They can add soffit vents and paint the soffit and make it all look nice and clean and painted. And that's what you're going to want to do if you're not going to do it yourself.
Okay.
So Rudy's can do it. But it's more than just buying a vent and popping it on because it's not going to match or anything. It's probably going to have to be painted and stuff too to match to make it look good.
Okay. Should I add the soffit vents before they put on the roof, or does it matter?
Did you ask your roofer if he'll add the soffit vents?
They said they don't do anything like that. I had Ideal Roofing come out, and okay. I asked him that, and he said they don't do that.
They might not. Go ahead and have the roof put on first.
Okay.
When they're putting the roof on, you know, you can look up in there, but how do you know you need more? Did I miss something?
No, you were talking earlier about ventilation and you said you can never have enough.
But I said you can't have too much. Somebody said, "Oh, I got too much. I got to block it off." And that's kind of what I meant. But if you have soffit vents, I don't know why you need to add more unless you just don't have enough. Do you have just a few, or do you have an all the way around?
Sort of all the way around. I asked the roofing guy that, and he thought, well, maybe I had enough. He didn't really know.
Okay, well, quite frankly, if you got them all the way around, put the roof on and don't worry about the soffit vents. They're not going to, as long as you're getting a little air movement up there. All that is to release the moisture. It doesn't save on your energy bill or anything. It just removes the moisture. You're not going to see any difference if you add soffit vents. I don't want you to go through all that. It doesn't sound like you really need to. I'd rather you spend your money somewhere else and not worry too much about that. But go ahead and get the roof on. Roof is important.
Okay. And also, I have some foundation issues. If I have foundation work done later on, is that going to have any effect on the roof?
It could. Is your roof leaking?
Yeah.
Well, then get the roof done. Doesn't matter. Just get the roof done. Don't worry about the roof. A leaking roof can do more harm than a foundation problem. it can be just disastrous. So go ahead and just get the roof done, and then don't worry too much about it. And if something happens, you can always, you know, fix a little place if the roof gets hurt. I don't know how drastic of a foundation repair you're going to need, but don't let the roof leak go. Just don't let it go.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, get the roof done. Just concentrate on that right now. Don't get into other things. Just get the roof on. Once you have a leaking roof, it scares me. That part, I don't like that. Okay, fine. Glass Doctor is where you go when you want your glass fixed. You say, oh, my glass on my window broke. I need a new window. No, you don't. You do not need a new window. That's like saying, oh, no, I got this big crack in my windshield. I need a new car. Now, my grandfather would have said that years ago, but no, you need a new windshield. My shower door is broken and I can't get it cleaned or something like that. Now I need a whole new shower. No, you just need a new shower door. That's all. And there's a company that does glass work. They're glazers. They don't use that word much anymore, but that's what they do. They fix glass. Or they create glass things like custom mirrors and stuff. That's glass. So what can they do for you? They can fix it. Glass Doctor. They're at our website, homeshowradio.com. They're one of my certified home show pros. If somebody throws a rock through your window, or like we're seeing a lot on TV, shoots a bullet through the window. I saw that with one of the people running for an office somewhere. They shot through his dang window, almost hit his kids. My God, the world, what the world's going to? Anyway, you can, Glass Doctor can fix the glass and get rid of the bullet hole. Put a new piece of glass in there. Double pane, no problem. By the way, they aren't going to do just one. They're going to do both or make a package and put it right back in there. But you don't need a new window. You just need new glass. So they do it all. Glass Doctor. Find out more about them at homeshowradio.com. All of our certified home show pros are there. You don't need a new window. You just need new glass.
It's the time.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan. Thank you for listening to this encore presentation of Home Show Radio.
All right, let's talk to Jeff. Jeff, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yes, I have issues with my roof. I actually have a leak in my roof. And I called some guy out to kind of to come out, who works on roofs, to come out and look at it. And before he fixes the leak, he wants to go over my roof and clean it and seal it, and he wants to charge me kind of a lot of money for that. And I've never heard of that, like this is some kind of a prerequisite for repairing a roof. I mean, is this guy trying to sell me a bill of goods, trying to upsell me, or is this whole, you know, clean the roof and reseal it stuff, is that a real deal?
Well, as far as cleaning, I can tell you this. Even one of my sponsors, they do maintenance, cleaning maintenance. I just had a roof, had pine needles all over it, and I didn't want to get up there. So they clean the roof. So that's not an uncommon thing to just do some maintenance like that. It doesn't cost a lot of money. Sealing the roof, I don't know what the heck he's talking about there. And if you have a leak and you're going to fix it, then you fix the leak. You don't do the whole roof. You just fix the leak. So that's my answer to that one. Cleaning is not a bad idea if it's got junk all over it. But I don't mean cleaning it like with a pressure washer. I mean just getting up there and sweeping the leaves and stuff out of the valleys and whatnot, just so that that water drains well off of it and it doesn't sit there and rot the shingles. But as far as sealing shingles, no.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Now, if you do want to have a wash on your roof, they use a very light wash. It's all done with the chemicals. And so the chemicals and doesn't hurt the shingles, because pressure washing a shingle roof will hurt the shingles. So you got to be careful. It's got to be a very light wash. All right. Let's see here. Home exterior systems. It's all about proven and it's all about guaranteed. These people have been in business a long time, you know, decades. And what happens is you just get to know your business really well. That's how they businesses last. They get to know exactly what they're doing and do it well. Home exterior systems is proven and guaranteed when it comes to their work. Now, proven means they've been in business a long time working with Hardy Siding. And that's what they work with, Hardy Siding. They're an elite preferred installer certified by the Hardy Corporation. So they are proven. Now, guaranteed, it comes with a very strong guarantee because of the fact they are an elite preferred siding installer from Hardy, as well as, hey, you know, a certified home show pro. They're going to do the best work and give you the best warranties, and they have a track record of being in business a long time, so their warranties are going to last. That's what it's all about when it comes to a company that knows what they're doing. As far as the Hardy Siding, it's a no-brainer. It's just there forever. You know, you're going to have to purposely take that stuff off. And quite frankly, nobody ever will. They'll just say, just put a paint job on it. It's fine. And it's actually very easy to paint, too, and holds paint really well. That was one of the beauties. That's changed the painting industry, by the way. They really did. They don't know how they did it, and they don't really relate to it. But I tell you, if you listen to the years of this show, 30-plus years, it was all peeling paint at one time. The whole industry changed, and it all started to change drastically when James Hardy brought their siding to the United States of America, and now it is where they are. And this is, well, who doesn't want to be here? It's the greatest place in the world to have a business. Home Exterior Systems. Give them a call at 281-407-0880 for proven and guaranteed work with the elite preferred certified Home Show Pro of Hardy Installation. Call Home Exterior Systems.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Silver wings shining in the sunlight.
Thank you for listening to this encore presentation of Home Show Radio.
Let's talk to Cece. Cece, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a couple of windows that have a leak in them. I live in an older house, and the windows were replaced about 10 years ago. We got the vinyl replacement windows. When it rains really hard, I have two downstairs windows that leak, and I've been outside. The windows have all been caulked. We can't find any cracks or cracked caulk or anything where we can find out where the water comes in. And it's coming in. There's no staining on the inside walls on the sheetrock, but there is shiplap behind that sheetrock.
So where's the water? I mean, where are you seeing water?
It comes in through the top of the window around.
Oh, it's
like
on the top
trim.
Of the window. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's on the top of the window.
Right.
Is it brick out there or siding?
It's siding. There's actually two layers of siding on it. There's
okay.
Wood siding underneath, and then they came back and put asbestos siding over the top of that.
Is it a two-story house or one story?
It's two-story.
Do you have windows above it?
Yes, and they're not leaking.
No, but it'll come in around those upper windows and then find its way to the top of the lower window.
I did check the caulking and everything around those windows also.
Okay, well, take a water hose and spray those windows real well and see if you see water come down the stairs.
Okay, I actually have done that. And
yeah. Nothing?
Nothing. And actually, when they do leak, it has to be raining hard, and it has to be blowing at the window, and it takes about an hour before we start to see a leak.
Well, if that's the case, then it's leaking somewhere above it. I don't know where.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because it takes an hour for that water to move to
okay.
the downstairs. So I'm not sure. I mean, is there any plumbing on that wall? There's a lot of stuff you can look at, but the leak is going to be higher. Anytime you have a leak on top of a window, it's coming from above. I don't know why. I can't tell you yet. You could call Ideal Roofing and start with that. It could be on your overhangs or your drip edge or gutter system or something is backing up. But
okay.
it's going to show on top of a window. If it's on top of a window, it's going to be higher.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I wanted to know, where to look.
Yes. No. And you know what? It's finding it is tough. Fixing it's usually pretty easy.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need to call someone that does it all the time. So I've talked to Jim over at Ideal Roofing. He'll just look at something and say, it's right there. He just knows.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, you're creepy, man. You know, but he knows. But they're really
okay.
good at it. If you have to go down that route, just have them come out and look. But as far as that goes, when you see water on top of a window, it's coming from above. And if it comes an hour after the rain stops, that means it's far away and it's probably not even close to where you're seeing it. It's just finding its way there.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Cece. Brings back memories. I had a cousin named Cece. I haven't talked to her in a million years, and I don't think I ever talked to her. She was like older than me, and I was like two. So if I talked to her, I wouldn't remember anyway. It was like, Mama Boo Boo. I have no idea. I talked to her brother, but they're all passed away now. I'm the last one alive in my age group in my family. All my cousins, my grandparents, my father, my mother, everybody's gone. I'm all alone. I have my three children. I do have three beautiful children, and they're doing very well. Talk to my daughter on texting. She won't talk to me in person. It freaks her out. Has to be texting. Talked to my oldest boy the other night. He got COVID. Get this. This is really weird. Something to think about. He's got COVID. He got it pretty bad. He was in his seventh day when he called me, and on his fifth and sixth day, apparently he was just, it was really bloody noses. I'm not going to go through all his stuff. And the day he called me, he said, Dad, I got up and I couldn't breathe. I was just leaning over. My chest hurt so much. And I said, well, what'd you do? Get this. And this is what his doctor told him to do because he's young. He said, I went out and ran 3 miles. He lives in Denver. First off, running in Denver because of the height, the elevation is tough enough. So he said, you went out and ran 3 miles. You got COVID. He goes, Dad, I felt great afterwards. It cleared my lungs out. Made me think, and now all the doctors are telling anybody who can, if your lungs start to close up, go exercise. Who'd have thought something like exercise would be good for you? He goes, yeah, Dad, I feel great. I'm going to keep running every day. And they said, it'll pass. And I said, great. All right. Just another sickness to deal with, I guess. But yeah, you lay down. It made sense to me. You lay down in a bed long enough, like in hospitals, people die of pneumonia all the time because their lungs fill up with water because they're laying down all the time. When you lay down, your lungs fill up with water. He's even sleeping sitting up. And I said, well, I've done that a lot too, but I do it because I'm an old man. I fall asleep in my chair. But it's working out for him. He's going to be just fine. So that's two of my children that have got it. And my other boy, he can't get it again. His immune system is like a rock. He didn't even feel it when he got it. So anyway, it's cool. But yeah, it was interesting. Go run 3 miles. You'll feel better. Huh. Never thought of that. Makes sense. I used to do that when I'd get the flu and stuff. I'd just go run it out and sweat it out, and it would be fine. Not that it's going to work for everybody, but for a lot of people, it's not a bad idea. All right. Mike Ball Irrigation. When it comes to landscaping, lighting, irrigation, you name it, he'll do it. The outdoor swinging, this is what kills me. You know, talk about, laying down too much. The outdoor swinging bed. Well, you can just go out in your patio and lay in bed that's swinging off chains. It's apparently a new trend. Must take up a lot of room unless you have a very small bed. It's not like an army cot. It's going to be a big bed. The pictures he's shown me, at least, are like queen size. I said, wow, you got a really structure for that, don't you? He goes, yeah, we do, but it works. People love it, as well as the landscaping and everything else. That's really what he does. He's a licensed irrigator, the irrigation systems. We talked to a gentleman earlier in the show today about he's having his subfloor rotting because there's water standing under his house and making it a wet mess, and it wasn't ventilated and stuff. And I told him, well, you got to get the water away. A drainage system, just because you put gutters on, you know, gutters will connect to a drainage system and move that water away from the house. You just don't want to dump it at the bottom in one spot. You want to make sure it drains away. Well, that's when Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting comes in. That's when they take over from the gutters and take it to the street, the ditch, wherever it's going to go. Everybody has a place where their runoff water is supposed to go. It's usually the street in most cases. But if it's on a lot of property, it would be somewhere else. Mike Ball Irrigation, give them a call and actually go to their website first, right? Look at their low-maintenance landscaping projects they've done. Because low maintenance is good. You want it to just, you know, proliferate. You want it to be beautiful, but you don't want to have to go out there and trim and pave and spray stuff all over it all the time and things like that. Then you want patios and, you know, we call hardscapes. Paver walkways, arbors, pergolas, everything. Outdoor kitchens, people into that. Low voltage lighting all over the place, people are into that. The swinging bed, people are into that. It's just swinging day beds. I guess you can't use them at night. You can only use them during the day. And, of course, fountains and water features and just about anything you can imagine when it comes to landscaping the back of your house, or for that matter, the front of your house, any part of your house. And it does expand the use of your home and makes your house actually feel bigger because you have areas. It might not be inside a wall. It can be outside of the house, but it's still If you want a wall, you could have one, I'm sure. Or just levels, you know, like retaining walls and stuff. It would be very cool. Anyway, they can take care of it all for you. Call Mike Ball because he does it all.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
This is an encore presentation of Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan. Phone lines are not open.
All right. This is Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. I want to talk a little bit about your house for a minute. This is, we're going to have time off from work, although a lot of you might have even more time than you want. We're getting into the holidays. I know with the college, I work for Texas Southmost College, enjoying it. Just graduated 9 industrial insulation trained personnel who are going to work Monday morning. They all were hired. I couldn't get them the diplomas fast enough. And the company was there saying, okay, who wants a job? Everybody raise their hand. Okay, you're hired. I work with businesses. One of the things I do in a college, and not a lot of colleges do this, is I work hand in hand with big businesses that train all over the country. This one happens to be Brand Safeway. And they have projects all over the country. And they fly their people in. We create the curriculum. We create all the training. And I produce the trained workers for them. And they go ahead and hire them as long as they pass all the training, get their certifications and that kind of thing. I've got a scaffolding class I'm starting on Monday. Industrial scaffolding is big business and big money. And so, believe it or not, is industrial insulation. You think, oh, I was just putting fiberglass in the wall. It has nothing to do with that. You'd have to take the class to find out. In fact, I think I'm the only community college in the world that actually certifies and puts to work industrial insulators. And if you do both with scaffolding, your pay even goes up more. And they're making $16 plus an hour and overtime and per diems and all this other good stuff. But the fact of the matter is we're working with industry right now and we're getting people out there. But we're talking about things you can do around the home because I'm going to have a big break around my house soon because colleges shut down for Christmas and for Thanksgiving and things of that nature. And I'm sure a lot of the businesses you're working with or you're going to be working from home and having a lot of time off during the holidays, you can take care of your house. You're at home. You know the loose hinges. I went to a kitchen at the campus the other day, and all the hinges in the kitchen were loose, and the doors were falling off. I went and got a screwdriver and fixed them all. I thought to myself, these are the kind of things that happen in people's home, and they ignore. When you open a cabinet door, do you feel it go clink clunk? Well, if it does, it's probably because your screws are loose. Tighten them up. Check them. Make sure it's okay. If you let it go too far, the whole thing's going to pull off the wall, and then you're going to have a real mess on your hands. Little things like that you do around your home. Tightening a doorknob. How many of you feel a doorknob, and it's really loose, or a door lock? Well, it still works, but it's all loose and everything. All you need to do is take a screwdriver and tighten it up. If you don't, you're going to have a mess on your hands because it's not going to get better with age. I used to tell my boys all the time when they're driving the car, and my daughter too, I should say everybody, when you hear something talk to you, don't turn the radio up. Listen to it. Cars, garage doors. We talk about garage doors here a lot. You hear that thing groaning and making all kinds of noise it didn't make before. Don't just ignore it. Well, it still went up. It's stressing. It's stressing. It needs a little love, you know, because it's all stressed out. And your home will have things like that happen. So take care of your home. You know how? By fixing things when they don't get super broken. So go around this holiday and think about that, about how you can take care of your home by fixing the little things. Maybe just keep a screwdriver in a drawer in the house. I do. I have what we call the junk drawer. It's got all my little handy tools in there because I hate walking out to the garage. It's a detached garage. It's too far. So I keep them in the house because I'm always, I got a glass or I got a bowl for my watermelon sherbet. And, oh, this cabinet door's a little loose. Let me just fix it real quick and then I'll have my sherbet. So it's that simple. Okay, do that around your home. It sounds like insignificant, but it's not. It really does help keep your home in good working order for when the time comes for you to sell it or anything else, or to avoid really high costly repairs. AirTech is a company you need to know about right now because the weather changed. It's cool. Maybe that's why I'm so frisky. You ever notice your pets when it gets cold out and they're in the house and you let them outside and they start running around like, oh my goodness, did we move overnight? Were we transported? You know, what is this? This is crazy. This is fun. And then they run around all crazy and they come in and they get some good exercise because they're not inundated by the heat because they got all that fur on them and everything. They love the cold weather for the most part. Maybe some don't, but most do. Anyway, it's time for the heaters, for the fireplaces. You can use your fireplace tonight. It's going to get cold enough. Tomorrow night, turn it on. You're going to turn your heater on. You want to make sure it's safe. I turned mine on this morning, just like my grandmother used to say, to take the chill out of the house. It was 67 degrees in my house last night. I brought it up to about 69, turned the heater off, took the chill out. I know my heater's nice and safe and working because I had my checkup. Have you had yours? If you have a gas furnace, you want to make sure it's running safe. A call to AirTech and a checkup this week will be something that if you haven't done, you really need to do. If you turned it on, let's say you have electric heat and it didn't work, then you really need to call them. You can call them today, make appointment. It's not an emergency. You're not going to freeze to death this weekend, that's for sure. But you need to prepare for the winter. And the winter has made its face, has shown its face, and not in a bad way. It's a beautiful day outside. This is where Houston weather is at its best, in the fall. I will say that to everybody that is new here. Enjoy the outdoors now. Great temperature, great sunshine, nice breeze, you got it all, and enjoy it. But at night, when you get ready to go to sleep and the house is just a little too cold for you, or when you get up in the morning, make sure your heater's working and working safely because it will get colder and not warmer during the winter in most cases. There'll be sometimes it'll get warm again because it's Texas. AirTech, give them a call and make sure your furnace and your heating system, whether it's electric or gas, is safely working for you. And by the way, if you haven't turned it on and check it today. Because if it's all smelly, let it blow out a little bit and get rid of the smell off it. If it doesn't work at all, you better give them a call. And if you have a gas furnace, for sure, get a checkup if you haven't had one in the last year. That's AirTech.
You work hard for your money. Choose professionals who do the same. Choose experts who've earned Tom's trust. Certified Home Show Pros.
Due West Foundation Repair. When you want the best, call Due West. Overhead Door Company of Houston. Replacement and repairs. Any door, any opener, anytime. RCW Nurseries, the garden experts bringing new life to your yard and garden.
Find Tom's directory of trusted Home Show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I've got a few questions. We've got it's about a 120-year-old farmhouse out in the country. It was built 100% cypress wood, and you know, it's breed, it's last, it's got great bones, and it's just a wonderful house. And my sister wants to put some central air and heat in the house, and I'm kind of worried about, first off, the aspect of doing that, and you know, it's not insulated, there's no radiant barrier, there's nothing in the house. So I just want to get your thoughts on that. Right now we've got window units for AC and propane or space heaters in each of the rooms. So, yeah, it gets hot sometimes. Yeah, it gets cold sometimes. But the house breathes, and it's a wonderful house. And I just want to get your thoughts on central air and heat.
Well, you can certainly do central air and heat. You don't have to have insulation. You don't have to have any of the new products that go along in a new home now. It'll never be in an energy-efficient home, and I would leave it as simple as possible, that's for sure. But as far as central, if you want to do it, the big problem is running all the ducts everywhere.
Right.
You know, it's not going to hurt the house. What hurts the house is insulating it. So if you let it all breathe and you just put enough tonnage in there to cool the house, it'll work.
Yeah. Okay. Another question. We've recently redone the porch with treated wood, tongue and groove, and railings. And I mean, I've done some research on porch paints, and are all porch paints created equal, or are there some that that you would recommend over others? Nothing textured or anything like that, but just wondered what you might suggest.
You know, with paint, you get what you pay for.
Right.
You can't buy something cheap and expect it to be good. It just doesn't work that way. My recommendation is always go to a paint store that specializes in paint, commercial and residential paints. And if you get the commercial products, they will be better. There's no doubt. So, you know, if you're looking, I think the big mistake people make is they go to aisle 9 and just pick up paint off the shelf at a box store. And that really is not the way to go, because that's all price driven. That is not quality driven. And you'll get a better product when you go to a professional paint store.
Now, is there any type of paint that's preferred on, say, treated wood?
No, it'll be just a deck paint. It'll be a prime. Most of the good paints today are self-priming, so you'll probably just be two coats of whatever paint you choose. If it is a paint that requires a primer, then you also get the primer that matches the paint. Don't go buy one-size-fits-all primer. That's a big mistake people make. But right. I think if you went to a Sherwin-Williams or a Pittsburgh or a Pratt & Lambert store and talk to them about it, you'd probably get a pretty good product and follow the directions on how to put it down, and they can give you the spec sheet on it.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much.
All right, partner. Good luck.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have a two-story house built in 2001, and I noticed that there's a hallway going back to the kids' bathroom that the floor is feeling uneven now. And then I looked up and looked at the bathroom door, and the door frame seems to be shifting.
Okay.
And the door doesn't close properly in there anymore. And it appears another door is shifting, too, in a different room. But I've had foundation guys out, and they say there's nothing wrong with the foundation. Plumbers say there's no leaks in the wall. And I can't figure out what the problem is.
This is on the second floor. You see this?
Yes.
Yeah, whoever framed it did a lousy framing job, and the framing's tweaking on you. I don't know if you can do anything about it. Framing's important, and a lot of these guys just don't know what they're doing when it comes to it, and it takes a while for its dirty little face to show, but I have a feeling your second floor is just moving from the way it was framed. So keep an eye on it. You can't do much about it now. You might have to fix the doors down the road, and I think the floor will always be a little uneven.
Okay.
Yeah. You can't tear the whole second floor off and reframe it. It probably has something to do with the way they spaced and sized their floor joists. And the way they loaded the walls and the roof on the walls. And so now the wood is starting to change shape because it doesn't have a strong memory. Wood will change over time if it's loaded differently. You can make a tree bend all the way to the ground little at a time as it grows, or you can make a piece of wood. You can warp it just, you know, through different temperature changes and putting a pressure on it. And I think that's all that's happening. I don't know if you really can do much about it.
Okay. All right. I'll keep an eye on it.
So I was at my mother's house yesterday, and she's having a problem in the bathroom. So it's a house built in the 60s, I believe galvanized piping throughout. So what's happening is someone attempted to take a bath the other day. They filled the tub with water, got in, released the plunger or whatever, and then the water went out. But what they noticed as they were exiting the bathroom, water was literally seeping out of the threshold of the door into the hallway, but from underneath the tile. So it wasn't coming from, like, the side of the bathtub. It literally, I guess, was moving underneath the tile and was seeping out. And then in that same hallway where the door is that leads to the restroom, there's, like, a little bookshelf a little bit further down the hall, and water was kind of seeping from underneath the bookshelf as well. And didn't know if you had seen that before or had any experience.
Well, it's obviously leaking water, probably around the drain. So that's the first thing I would call a plumber about, to see if that drain can be resealed. And because it's like a pipe dope that goes under that strainer, a drain lip. And if water starts getting under the tub, it will get under tile and move under tile. That's pretty common, and it'll move under floor coverings and find its way. Water's a funny thing. It'll find its way where it's going. And that's really not the issue, is why it's going under the tile. The issue is why it's not going just down the drain. And I have a feeling if it was a tub, it's the strainer.
Got it. So
you know the part where the plug is, where they pull the plug and let it all go down?
Yes.
That if I don't know if it's chrome or gold, but that piece going against the tub is it's probably leaking. Now you could do a test and you could put the plug in, and you could fill about 2 inches of water in the tub, make a little mark somewhere that you can erase later on the side, and let it sit overnight and see if water is starting to seep out, you know, 24 hours later, because it would be slow, but it might show itself 24 hours later, and if that's the case, it's around that strainer.
Got it. So on your side, right now, the first test would probably be the strainer where it connects to the tub.
I would test the strainer because they weren't taking a shower. They were taking a bath. Am I correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, so I think it's a strainer.
Got it. And based on your, I guess, experience, is that a $5,000 problem, a $20 problem? Obviously, it depends on the plumber.
Well, first off, there's no such thing as a $20 problem. But it's probably a couple hundred dollars.
Okay.
For their time, their trip out, and they have what they call an easy out. They have to remove the old one. They might have to buy a new one, being as old as it is, if they can get it apart. But it's not a $5,000 if it's a strainer. No, it's not a $20 either. So I'll leave it at that. I don't know if a plumber would do anything for $20.
Got it. And based on what you hear, it doesn't sound like, although anything could be possible, it doesn't sound like a major issue. It sounds like something that you've seen and is reasonable. And if we check that first, we'll know kind of where we're going.
Is this on a slab on the ground?
It is.
Yes. Then the answer is yes.
Awesome. Fantastic. Thank you, sir. I greatly appreciate your time.
I got to land this airplane. So I just want to thank everybody for joining today. Tomorrow we'll be on from 7 until 9 because we have a noon game, the Texans do, and that goes at, like I said, 12. So there's a pregame set of shows that go on before that, and I'll be off the air at 9. I got to get all these times right. All right. Mueller Steel Buildings is a company you call when you want to put a new building on your property. Period. You know why? Oh, you got to have why. Okay, why? Because it's made in America, it's made to last. Because service-wise, they have 33 sales and service locations across the state of Texas and into some of our brother and sister states like Louisiana. That's a why. Because when you get one of their buildings and there's a problem, you know who to go to. In the Houston area, you go to the outlet at Conroe, Rosenberg, Bryan College Station, and Orange. They're all around the state of Texas. And did I say they were made in America and made to last? I like that. Mueller Steel Buildings. Find out more about them at homeshowradio.com. Look at the videos. Look at the pictures. And you know what? You can design specialty buildings like a barn dominium right with them on a computer. You don't even have to go see them, although you can contact them and talk to them on the phone, and they'll walk you through the whole process, as well as going to see them also. And they can do it for you. You just give them some parameters and let them do the work. Either way, they are going to help you get the building, no matter what it takes, that you want. Whether you just want a big building with a bathroom and a electricity that will handle all your tools and shops and everything, or you want a barn dominium where you can sleep at night and total comfort in your own secure home. They'll do it all. Or maybe you just want a little shed out back where you can do a little greenhouse. They got that too. That's Mueller Steel Buildings.
Thanks for making Home Show Radio Houston's trusted source for home improvement tips and advice. Tom Tynan's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610, sponsors, or Mojer Media. Remember, Tom is always on at homeshowradio.com. Questions and answers, tips and videos, our podcast too, all free, all for you at homeshowradio.com. The previous program paid for by Mojer Media and Home Show Radio.